Welcome to the Isekai Pod. My name is Matt, and I am Isekai Trash. I love it so much, I watch everyone I can, and very, very rarely do I not completely love them. So come along, let me share my overflowing love for the fantastic, the wonderful, the truly impossible Isekai genre. Log Horizon, Season 1. Madman Entertainment, licensed by Sentai Filmworks here in the States. 25 episodes, aired from October 5th, 2013 to March 22nd, 2014. The source material is light novels by Mamoru Tono. So overall, setting the stage here is by its 11th expansion pack, the massively multiplayer online role-playing game Elder Tale has become a global success with a user base of millions of players. However, during the release of its 12th expansion pack, Homesteading the New Sphere, 30,000 Japanese gamers who are logged on at the time of the update suddenly find themselves transported into the virtual game world and donning their in-game avatars. In the midst of the event, a socially awkward gamer named Shiroe, along with his friends Naotsugu and Akatsuki, decide to team up so that they may face this world, which unfortunately has now become their reality, along with the challenges and obstacles ahead of them. It's worth noting that anyone logged in on other servers also got trapped there. So it's not just the Japanese, the Americans, the Chinese. This is a worldwide game, and everyone that was logged in at the time of the expansion, they're all there now. In the books, there's more about, you know, there's a little bit, teensy bit more about the Americans, because like Leonardo's from America, he teams up with Konami and the Chinese server. He just happened to be bouncing around over there at the time. You know, it's a whole thing. Anyway, so our main characters are Shiroe, who's an enchanter with a scribe subclass, formerly the strategist for the legendary but long disbanded Debauchery Tea Party, which was an informal party not associated with a guild that went through the game completing difficult quests. It is from his time in the Debauchery Tea Party that he acquired the nickname The Villain in Glasses. Naotsugu, Shiroe's best friend and also former member of the Debauchery Tea Party. He's a guardian class and an open pervert. It's sort of his thing. Like, it's not like it in the show, it's not real lewd or anything goofy. He's just like, the best thing about everything is girls' panties. You know, it's a side bit. Akatsuki. She is an assassin with a subclass of tracker. She randomly partied with Shiroe before the apocalypse, which is what they called the event when the Homesteading the New Sphere expansion hit and they all got trapped in the game. They called that the apocalypse. So anyway, before the apocalypse and while they're still playing the game, she just randomly partied with Shiroe to complete some quests, but she was a male character at the time. She liked to play as a male. She figured people took her more seriously, something like that, blah, 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 you know, the whole thing. And after the apocalypse, Shiroe has to help her change her gender. He has an item that will allow you to do the thing. Anyway, Nianta is a felinoid swashbuckler with a subclass of chef. That's important later. He is a former chief of the Debauchery Tea Party. And then there's Toya and Minori, twins who meet Shiroe, and he helps them with tips about the game. This is before the apocalypse again. They just happen to run into him, and he's just wandering around on his own. And they're like, hey, you're high level. Could you teach us how to play the game properly? Because they're beginners. And he's like, I'll give you some tips. And so he gives them some broad fundamentals to follow, you know, how to party, how to do this, how to do that. He runs into them later after the apocalypse and helps them out. Okay, so what's the story? Shiroe is shocked to find that he cannot log out. He contacts Naotsugu and later Akatsuki. They're all three at max level for the game before the expansion. The expansion adds a new level cap. I think it's like 10 more levels, like there are 100, I think, or 90, whatever. It doesn't matter. There's like 10 more levels that they can get to. It's going to be hard, but, you know. Anyway, they learn the teleportation gates are down, so they can't teleport between the servers and between the cities. They have to go the old-fashioned way. It's worth noting that there's also these things called fairy rings, which are like teleport things, and they still work, but when the game was a game, it was complicated. There were charts and online helps that kind of helped figure out where a fairy ring would transport you to, because it switched all the time. If you hopped in one, it would take you to a random place. It wasn't random as far as people were figuring out where they went at what times and whatnot, but nobody has that data right now, so it's too dangerous just to hop in one because you have no idea where you're going to come out at. Anyway, it doesn't really play any kind of important role. I just thought it was worth mentioning. Anyway, In the course of their, you know, investigation and whatnot, they're wandering around, seeing what's going on. They're all trapped in this game. A player dies and revives at the cathedral, just like in the game. So they now know that they still can't die. So it's cool. They're like, cool. So it's just like the game, but we're trapped here. Neat. So we're going broad strokes on this story because there's a lot going on in the story. It's 25 episodes for season one. Not a lot of the plot moves forward, which is weird because it's very enjoyable. It's a fun watch, but yeah, it's a whole thing. So anyway, so there's this girl, Sarara. She's being basically held against her will in the city. Shiroe and crew go to rescue her. They reunite with Nianta, who's taking care of her there after she's escaped from the meanies that were holding her against her will. It's a whole thing. So in this city that they go to, society is broken down because the strong have decided in this town that they run things. So anyway, Shiroe and crew team up with Nianta and show off their superior teamwork to defeat the mean dudes who greatly outnumber them. They call some griffins and ride them back to Akihabara. Akihabara is the town that they all call home. Shiroe, Natsuko, and Akatsuki. It's a player town or an adventurer town. It was, you know, one of the towns that existed in the game. So they learn that food has taste if cooked by someone with a chef subclass. So, like, when the game stopped being a game and they're all trapped there, the food was all just bland and terrible. You didn't really need to eat it. You'd be okay. Otherwise, you're still basically a game. And you could eat it, but it didn't have a taste. It was like eating cardboard. But they then found out, you know, Nianta, he's got a chef subclass, and he's like, what are you talking about? Watch, I'll make some food. So he makes some food with his hands instead of using the game menus. And it's quite edible, and it's tasty. And they're like, whoa, what? So this is a major discovery. It's a major plot point because people are depressed, you know, and this is going to cheer them up. They're going to learn that they can eat food that tastes good again. So anyway, this also leads Shiroe to the discovery that you can use your subclasses to create things that didn't exist in the game if you know what you were doing. So you got to use your hands and do these things instead of the item menus and stuff, which still exist. An example is some of the craft guilds are able to produce steam engines and other technologies. So anyway, they find out that a guild in Akihabara has been holding new players against their will and forcing them to give up their experience-boosting items. New players get experience-boosting items to help them move along in the game, make it more fun. Shiroe knows a couple of the noobs, Toya and Minori. So he's like, let's go, champ. He forms Log Horizon and creates the Round Table by convincing a majority of the large guild's leaders to cooperate in the governing of the town. So they decide not to form like a government, but this is like a council that they're calling the Round Table, where they're going to make decisions for the town, and it's going to be cool. So anyway, Shiroe buys the guild building and kicks the bad group out, saving all the noobs. That's basically what happened. It's a lot more intricate and fun, but come on, time's an issue. Toya and Minori join Log Horizon. So now it's training time. So while the younger players are training, they go off to like a beach and a cave and a dungeon, like a beginner dungeon, and some of the senior people, and this is for all the guilds in Akihabara, they decide, we're going to do this training outing, so send your new players and we'll help train them up, because all these players that were in this guild where they were being held and their experience pots were taken from them, they all still need to level up, they still need to learn the game, so they've decided, let's have this joint training mission. We'll go out and do this beginner dungeon and really learn how to play strategy, blah, 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 all that stuff. So they do that thing. And at the same time, the round table gets invited to the Palace of Eternal Ice. So it's people of the land. The NPCs in the game are now referred to as the people of the land for a meeting. So the League of Free Cities, it's Eastall, is the land that they're in, like the territory that Akihabara is in. And they're inviting the round table because they get it. They're like, okay, these people have formed like a little government in this town, so we should probably start talking to the adventurers and figure out what's going on. So Shiroe uses his incredible strategy skills to keep everything together. So like the meeting is wild. Like, you know, it's nobles and they're trying to maneuver and talk to some of the adventurers and try to gain favor with them and figure out what's going on and get them to do quests. And, you know, and Shiroe is like, we got to stick together, guys. We got to work together. You know, we can't let them sweet talk us into like forming individual, you know, agreements. He's like, let's just stick together. So they do that. The noobs training, they learn teamwork. they learn how to go into dungeons and work together because it doesn't work out a lot at first because they're like, I've got fireball. It's going to be awesome. And it's like, okay, but we can't, you can't just keep using fireball. You got to work together. So, furthermore, a lot more information gathering happens. Like, a lot of information gathering. Shiroe and Akatsuki are approached by Rigen, who is the magician or mage of Mirror Lake. And boy, does he have a lot of info to share with Shiroe. Shiroe learns about how the passage of time differs in this world from their own based on the local legends about him and his friends. He learns that, like, time here is minuscule. So, like, in a game, right, like, you log off, you go to sleep, you come back, it's the next day, you know. But anyway, well, time is wicked slower here than in the real world. And I forget what the ratio is, but it's crazy. Shiroe learns, so anyway, yeah, he also learns that memories are lost as experience points every time you revive. So you may revive at the cathedral, but you do lose experience points, and those experience points are actually memories. So there are things you won't remember and stuff like that. So there's a lot to unpack there. So, you know, just watch the show. It's really good. But back at the training camp, they are attacked by a huge invasion of goblins and realize that since all the craziness happened, the adventurers hadn't been doing the normal quests and events, so the monsters had overspawned and become a real problem. So this has to do with an event about the Goblin King. So now he's got a goblin army. Great. There's a lot going on in this world, man. The princess of the people of the land. She's not really the princess. Anyway, she's one of the noble's daughters, but he's, like, in charge of the council in Eastall. I don't know. She goes back to Akihabara as an envoy to convince the adventurers to help out with the goblin problem and whatnot. It's a huge battle. Like, because she actually convinced him. She's like, help. And Krusty, who's an important figure. There's a lot of important figures, but come on. The adventurers split up and go to work fighting the various flanks of the goblin army invasion. I should mention Isuzu and Rundle House Code joined up with Minori and Toya for their training. They became great friends, inseparable, good times. So Isuzu and Rundle House are important members of Log Horizon at some point. During the battle where Toya and Minori's group is, Rundle House is critically wounded, and Isuzu, who previously found this out, shares that he is a person of the land and won't revive. So he's been playing like he's an adventurer and doing his whole thing, using magic, trying to level up, and she had found out previously that he's not. He's an NPC. He's a person of the land. So she tells Minori and Toya, and they all cry like crazy and beg Shiroe to help. He gets on a griffin and flies back to where they're at, because remember, he's in Eastall doing his thing at the Ice Palace, whatever. And he comes back and helps out immediately, and he's like, he tells them to keep him alive, restore his health, restore his magic. You know, he's dying, but, you know, keep his body from disappearing. You know, we'll try to keep him a little conscious. So anyway, he uses a scribe subclass to create a contract and is able to get Rundle House to sign it and join Log Horizon via the contract. And he revives back at the cathedral. It's wild. This new magic is felt far and wide as something that has fundamentally changed the world. So anyway, battle over. Month later, they hold a festival in Akihabara to cheer people up. Basically, they want people to not be depressed about their current situation, so they want life to be normal. During the festival, Shiroe and crew notice some strange stuff going on, like the people of the land traders are acting weird, and he figures out some plot. And he smooths things over like a boss. Like, it gets a lot deeper than that, but it's really kind of impossible to explain. There's a lot of, like, political intrigue and stuff going on. Somebody's trying to, like, mess with the Round Table Council by just trying to overload them with information and paperwork and this and that. It's a whole thing. And, he solves it like a boss. Anyway, so final episode finds Shiroe going to meet with a contact he sent to Minami. It's another major adventurer city that is functioning normally, but in a different jurisdiction, different territory, basically, from the Free Cities. So it's Westland. So there's Eastall and Westland. And he is met by Nureha in disguise that doesn't fool him from the only guild in Minami, Plant Hwaiden. I don't know how to say this name. It's Hwyaden. I don't know. Just come on. So anyway, they exchange information, and she tries to get him on her side, like, come over here, be with me, we're gonna do, you're like a brilliant strategist, come help me out, and he's like, nah, I'm good. Because he's formed his guild, you know, it's all good. But anyway, so that's it for the season one. And season one has a ton packed in, but as I go back over it, it's a ton of information, but the plot only moves a little, right? So it's wild, it's really enjoyable. And I would be remiss if I didn't mention the opening theme being just super hype. It's the ultra hype. Database, database. It's fun. And the ending theme's great as well. So it's always something to look forward to, like a good opening and a good ending. So, you know, we'll cover season two next time. And I'll let you know what I think about the light novels briefly. But I do read them. I do have them. I read them. Good times. See you then. Thank you for joining me on this episode of the Isekai Pod. I hope you enjoyed it. Follow the podcast on Twitter at Isekai Pod. Find us online at isekaipod.com. And subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcast. You'll hear from me again real soon. Unless you get trapped in a parallel world. Sayonara.